Welcome back, everyone, to Explore Pirkei Avos. Today we're going to analyze Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. And this is a conversation that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had with his five students. And he says, Omra Lohem, he said to them, Tzu uru'u, go out and see, Ezui derech yisharash yidbak ba'adam. What is the straight path, what is the correct path that a person should cleave, that a person should connect to, that a person should seek? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin toiva, a good eye. And what that means is someone who's happy with what he has, he doesn't look to other people and is not jealous of other people. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chaver toiv, a good friend. It's very important to have good influences in one's life. Rabbi Yossi says, Shochein toiv, a good neighbor. The difference between a neighbor and a friend is a neighbor is constantly near you, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says you have to be even more careful about what type of neighbor you have. Rabbi Shimon says, Horoya es hanoilod, the one who sees that which is born. And we'll explain in a moment what that means. Rabbi Lazar says, Lev toiv, a good heart. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon mean? I want to analyze Rabbi Shimon's approach here, which is Horoya es hanoilod. So on a literal level, what that means is someone who sees what will be born out of his actions. Before we do something, we're supposed to think. We're supposed to think, what is the result? What is going to come out of what I do? What is going to be the result of my behavior? And when a person thinks about something before they do it, and they think, well, if I do this, this is what's going to happen, we would make much better decisions in life. And that's what Reb Shimon is saying. Haroya sanoilot, see what's born out of your behavior. Think before you do something, and you'll make the correct decision. But I want to share with you two deeper ideas on this concept of haroya sanoilot. One idea comes from a sefer called Bechor Shor. And he explains that every sin has what he calls avos and toldos, literally the father of the sin and the children of the sin. Meaning, you have the sin the way it is in its purity, what it actually is, and then you have offshoots of the sin, things that are seemingly less severe, but are actually a result of and very similar to the actual sin. So for example, because a few examples. There's a sin of avodah zarah, idol worship. That's a very serious prohibition, serving idols. And then it says, kolam izgoya, someone who is haughty, someone who has ego, ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. It's as if you've served idols. So the father sin here is idol worship. The child sin is gaiva, is ego. Similar to that, is shvichas damim, murder. Obviously, murder is a very serious sin. And then, we say, and it's actually connected to this week's parasha, someone who embarrasses someone in public, is as if you've murdered them. Why? Because it causes the blood to go out of their face, causes them to go white. So here you have the father sin, which is murder, and you have the child sin, sort of a lesser, severe version of that sin, which is embarrassing someone in public. And that's the pshat in this mission. You want to know what the straight path in life is, a good way and bad, not only to be careful about the father sins, idol worship, murder, things that are obvious, that are bad, that we should stay away from, but you should see that which is born out of those father sins. See the offshoot, see the lesser severe versions of those things and be careful with them also. See them for what they are. Understand that ego really is idol worship. See that embarrassing someone really essentially is like murder. And that's the pshat, haroya es hanoilot. That's one idea. Another idea is something that it explains in Hasidic teachings, in Hasidus, that we know that Hashem causes everything to exist every single second. We say every day in davening, I'm mechadish betuvoy b'chol yoyim tomid maise bereshis, that Hashem recreates, renews the creation every day, constantly. It's not that Hashem created the world 5,784 years ago. It's that every single second, Hashem recreates the world. Meaning, the world is not an independent reality from godliness. It's not that Hashem created the world and left it on its own. Rather, the world, in essence, its reality is godliness. Its only existence is because Hashem gives it existence every single second. If Hashem would stop creating the world would simply cease to exist, which tells us what the real reality is. The real reality is not the world. The real reality is God, who gives reality to the world every single second. And that's the pshat here. Haroya es hanoilot. You want to live a good life. You want to live a Jewish life. You want to know what the derech yishara, the correct way to live life is. To look at the world as something which is being recreated every moment from Hashem. Not as an independent reality from godliness. but as something which is totally and utterly dependent on Hashem. When a person lives life like that, everything they do is permeated with godliness. Everything is directed towards serving Hashem. Have a wonderful day.